Shadows of Desire. Chapter 1. The Art of Observation. Darren Wolfe leaned back in his chair, his gaze sweeping over the crowded room of the gallery's opening night. He was dressed with meticulous care, a dark blazer, just snug enough to suggest fitness without being flashy, and a crisp white shirt that emphasized his composed, understated elegance. Darren knew that people noticed him, but that wasn't the goal. Blending in while standing out was a subtle art, and he had mastered it over years of careful practice. Tonight, he was here not for the art but for the people, or rather, for the stories he could craft with them. To Darren, people were open books, if you knew which pages to flip through. Each person had their desires, insecurities, and hidden vulnerabilities, and he found satisfaction in reading between those lines. As he scanned the room, his eyes settled on a woman standing near a striking abstract painting, seemingly captivated by the streaks of deep blues and blacks. She wore a deep burgundy dress that matched the richness of her dark curls, cascading over one shoulder. There was something both vulnerable and strong about her stance, a certain intensity that Darren found alluring. He observed her for a moment, noting the subtle signs. Her hand, lightly grazing her necklace, suggested nervousness, while her faint smile as she watched others hinted at self-awareness. She was beautiful, certainly, but more intriguing was the aura she radiated, a mix of intellect and guarded vulnerability. He approached her casually, standing just a few inches away without invading her space. "The artist's work is fascinating, isn't it?" he said, pitching his voice low, making her turn toward him. She smiled politely, a hint of guardedness in her eyes. "It's intense. The colors are so raw, almost harsh." Darren nodded, adjusting his tone to match her contemplative one. "It's like he's trying to express something buried, something he can't quite put into words." She studied him, her gaze lingering a little longer than polite conversation required. "You seem to know a lot about art." "Not as much as I'd like," he said with a humble smile, casting his eyes down for a beat before meeting hers again. "I'm more interested in people, in what draws them to certain pieces." He took a brief pause, watching her reaction. "What does it say to you?" Her lips parted slightly, her gaze flicking back to the painting. Darren could see he'd struck a nerve. People rarely asked her opinion, he guessed, or at least didn't value it as much as he was pretending to. She turned back to him, something softer in her expression. "It's complicated," she said, her voice almost a whisper. "There's pain in it, and some kind of unresolved story, maybe. Like a longing." Darren allowed his gaze to warm as he nodded, letting the silence hang just a moment too long. He tilted his head, observing her with a look that suggested he was seeing her for the first time. "Longing, yes. I feel that too." For a moment, her face softened, and Darren could almost feel her walls lowering. She was intrigued, her curiosity piqued, and he could sense that she was weighing whether to reveal more. But he didn't press. Pressing would ruin the delicate balance he aimed to maintain. People revealed themselves on their own, with a nudge in the right direction. "Forgive me, I'm Darren," he said, extending his hand. "I didn't mean to corner you into a philosophical discussion." "Isabella." "Or Izzy, if you prefer," she replied, her grip firm but quick. "And you didn't. I like interesting conversations." "I'm glad," he said, his smile subtle and reserved. "There aren't nearly enough of those, are there? We're so often rushing through life that we forget to pause, to really connect." Izzy seemed to relax, her shoulders lowering slightly. "Exactly. It's rare to meet people who value that. In my line of work, everything is about the next event, the next exhibition. It's easy to lose sight of the little things." "Life's irony," Darren replied, leaning in as if sharing a secret. "Sometimes the very things we care most about get lost in the pursuit. And yet, in places like this, if we're lucky, we find reminders. People who understand." A light flush touched Izzy's cheeks, and she shifted her gaze to the floor, visibly flattered. "So what is it you do, Darren? You seem insightful." "Insightful," he echoed, a hint of a chuckle in his voice. "I'm a consultant, helping businesses fine-tune their messaging, understand their customers. People fascinate me, you see. Everyone is driven by something, and I've always been curious about what that something is." "That sounds fascinating," she said, her interest growing, her guardedness slipping. Understanding people. Their motivations. Darren nodded, steering the conversation effortlessly. And what about you, Izzy? What brought you into the world of art? Izzy's expression softened, her gaze growing distant. Darren could tell he'd found a topic that mattered deeply to her. I always loved it. Art to me is a way of capturing emotions that words can't convey. I studied art history, and one thing led to another. Now I curate exhibitions, which, well, I guess it's about helping people see the world differently. Her voice had softened, her words flowing without hesitation now. Darren watched her, his expression attentive and warm. He was practiced in making people feel valued, important. It wasn't manipulation, he told himself. Not really. It was connection, an exchange. But he knew, deep down, that he valued these exchanges for different reasons. It wasn't just about seeing people. It was about knowing he could influence them, bring them closer, see them open up like petals beneath the sun. That power was intoxicating, and he had no intention of giving it up. They spoke for nearly half an hour, the world around them fading. He shared stories, carefully selected to resonate with her experiences, listening as she spoke of her work, her struggles, her ambitions. He let her feel understood, a feeling he knew would linger long after he'd left her side. Finally, as the night drew on, Darren made his exit as subtly as he'd entered. He took her hand, giving it a brief squeeze. It was a pleasure meeting you, Izzy. I hope our paths cross again soon. Izzy watched him, her expression both warm and thoughtful. Yes, I'd like that. As he walked away, he allowed himself a small smile. Another step forward, another story written in his book of connections. And as he slipped into the night, he knew Izzy would be thinking of him, just as he'd planned. Shadows of Desire. Chapter 2. Breaking Down Walls. Darren relished the subtle art of intrigue. His exchange with Izzy had been nothing short of a perfect beginning. Soft, unassuming, and full of promise. He could still picture her expression as he'd walked away, the faint smile and the thoughtful look in her eyes. He knew she'd spend days, maybe even weeks, replaying their conversation, analyzing his words, wondering if he'd been as affected as she was. He had been, of course, but not in the way she might think. Darren's attachment came from the challenge of uncovering and unlocking people's secrets, the thrill of subtly guiding them to expose their innermost desires. It was an art form, really, and he was just getting started. A few days later, Darren found himself in a different setting. This time, it was a sunlit cafe downtown, where tables spilled out onto a small terrace that overlooked a bustling street. He was seated in the corner, his coffee untouched, as he scanned the room. That's when he spotted her, Lena Ramirez, an outspoken activist he'd encountered briefly at a friend's event months prior. He remembered her energy, vibrant and filled with purpose, yet she seemed almost unaware of her own allure. Lena was deeply passionate about environmental and social causes, and her zeal often meant she struggled to find people who understood or appreciated her intensity. Darren knew precisely how to position himself in her eyes. He waited for a while, allowing her to settle at a table nearby before he made his move. Timing was everything. As she opened her laptop, he approached her, taking care to look pleasantly surprised. "Lena, right?" he asked, injecting just the right amount of enthusiasm into his tone. Lena looked up, momentarily confused, but then recognition sparked in her eyes. "Oh, Darren. From the charity gala. I didn't expect to see you here." "I didn't either," he replied smoothly, smiling. "But I'm glad I did. How's everything with the foundation?" Her face lit up as if she'd been waiting for someone to ask just that. "It's been a whirlwind. We're working on an awareness campaign for local marine life preservation, but, well, you know how challenging it can be." Darren nodded, giving her his undivided attention. "I can only imagine. What you're doing is incredibly important, though. It's inspiring to see someone so committed to a cause that truly matters." Lena smiled shyly, surprised and flattered by his response. Darren noted the way her shoulders relaxed, her guard lowering just slightly. He'd said the right thing. "Would you mind if I joined you?" he asked, gesturing to the empty chair across from her. "Of course," she replied, clearly pleased. "I could use the company." As he sat down, Darren's expression softened, shifting from confident to attentive. He knew that with Lena, he had to convey earnestness and authenticity. She was sharp enough to sense disinterest, and her instincts would detect even the smallest inconsistency. He leaned in, ready to absorb her stories, nodding occasionally, eyes bright with curiosity. She launched into a description of her latest project, a community initiative aimed at educating children on environmental responsibility. He watched her gestures, the way her hands moved as she spoke, punctuating her points with enthusiasm. Darren could tell that Lena's drive was rooted in a deep-seated need to make a difference, something she saw as her purpose. "That's incredible," he said as she finished explaining the project. "I wish more people cared like you do. It's rare, you know." She gave a small laugh, her eyes sparkling with gratitude. "Thank you. Most people think I'm too intense." "Intensity is admirable," he said, his voice soft yet firm. "It's the people who care most who make the biggest difference." For a brief moment, Lena seemed at a loss for words. Darren could sense the effect he was having, watching her struggle to hide her delight. He knew people were often drawn to those who made them feel understood, and he'd made a habit of offering them precisely that feeling. They spent the next hour discussing everything from environmental issues to literature, carefully curated topics that made Lena feel seen. Darren shared stories of places he'd traveled, each one tailored to resonate with her worldview, mixing in small, reflective pauses that suggested he was bearing parts of himself rarely shown. As they spoke, Darren deliberately dropped subtle hints about his supposed vulnerability, references to times he'd felt lost, struggles he'd faced finding his own purpose. It was bait, and she took it, listening with a sympathetic, almost enchanted expression. "Sometimes," he said with a sigh, "I wonder if I'll ever feel as passionately about something as you do.
I think
I envy that about you, Lena." Lena blushed, a shy smile creeping across her lips. "Everyone has something that makes them feel alive," she replied. "Maybe you just haven't found it yet."
"Maybe," he murmured, letting the word hang in the air, just enough mystery to leave her wanting more.
The conversation shifted, and Lena began talking about her childhood, the moments that had led her to this path. Darren watched her, nodding and smiling at all the right moments, letting her feel as though her stories were drawing him in, weaving a connection that was both intense and organic. Finally, as the sun began to dip below the horizon, Darren glanced at his watch. "I hate to cut this short," he said, his voice genuinely regretful, "but I have a work call I can't miss." Lena's face fell, just slightly, before she caught herself.
"Of course, I understand. But I'm glad we ran into each other."
"Me too," Darren replied, holding her gaze.
"Let's not make this the last time." She smiled, a hint of excitement in her eyes.
"I'd like that."
As he rose to leave, he placed a gentle hand on her shoulder, his fingers brushing just enough to convey warmth without lingering.
"Take care, Lena."
He left the cafe, feeling the satisfaction of another connection made, another thread woven into his expanding web. Darren knew she'd be thinking about him, just as Izzy was. Each encounter, carefully crafted, brought him closer to his goal.
Shadows of Desire.
Chapter 3. The Power of Empathy. Darren strolled through the farmer's market, his eyes roaming the colorful stalls brimming with fresh produce and handmade crafts. The sun was bright, casting a warm glow over the bustling crowd, and he wore his easy, relaxed smile, blending seamlessly with the vibrant atmosphere. He wasn't here to shop, he rarely was. He was here to watch, to observe, and, if the opportunity arose, to make a new connection. As he wandered, a familiar face caught his attention. Lena Ramirez, from the cafe. She was engaged in an animated conversation with a vendor, gesturing passionately about the need to use less plastic. Darren considered approaching her, but he sensed she'd be more intrigued if he kept a bit of distance for now.
Let her wonder where he was. Let the memory of their conversation linger. It was then that he saw her, someone he hadn't expected, and yet somehow, it felt as though he had. She was standing at a stall, holding up a bouquet of wildflowers, her dark hair pulled into a loose ponytail, and a hint of curiosity in her eyes. She was dressed casually in jeans and a pale blue blouse that fluttered slightly in the breeze, and her expression was one of quiet concentration as she examined the flowers.
Mallory Chen, the high-powered lawyer who often appeared as a guest speaker at events. Darren had encountered her once, in passing,
and had been struck by the energy she exuded, a blend of power and precision. She was a woman used to being in control, a quality Darren both respected and relished the chance to challenge. He adjusted his pace, moving closer while maintaining a casual, unhurried demeanor. Timing his approach, he stopped beside her, pretending to admire a nearby display of succulents. After a moment, he spoke, his tone light and conversational. "They say flowers choose you, not the other way around," he said, nodding toward the bouquet in her hand. Mallory glanced over, her eyes narrowing slightly as she assessed him. She was used to people approaching her, he could tell, and she was just as accustomed to brushing them off. Darren met her gaze, letting a slight smile play at his lips, enough to pique her interest without appearing overeager. "And what would these flowers be saying?" she asked, raising an eyebrow. Darren tilted his head thoughtfully, studying the bouquet as though it held some profound secret. "Resilience," he said, choosing his words with care. "They're wildflowers. They grow wherever they can, no matter the conditions. There's a certain strength in that, wouldn't you say?" Mallory's expression softened, a glint of intrigue in her eyes. "I suppose so," she said, her tone measured. "And what brings you to the market?" "Looking for resilience in plant form." "Maybe," he replied, shrugging lightly. "Or maybe I just needed a break from the concrete jungle. There's something grounding about being here, don't you think?" She nodded slowly, a slight smile tugging at the corner of her mouth. "I can see that. I usually come here to clear my mind, away from the noise." "Exactly," Darren said, mirroring her sentiment. He allowed a brief pause, then extended his hand. "I'm Darren, by the way." "Mallory," she replied, her handshake firm and brief, signaling she was willing to entertain the conversation, though only on her terms. Darren sensed the challenge in her demeanor, the way she seemed to weigh his every word. With Mallory, he knew he had to take a different approach. She wasn't looking for flattery or charm. She was looking for someone who could match her intellect and confidence, someone who respected her independence. "So, Mallory," he said, keeping his tone light, "what does a busy professional like you do for relaxation? Apart from browsing flower markets, that is." She laughed, a short, unexpected sound, and Darren felt a surge of satisfaction. She hadn't been expecting his directness, and he could tell she liked it. "Let me guess," she replied, crossing her arms, "you're one of those people who thinks everyone needs a hobby." "Not at all," he replied with a smirk. "I just think everyone has something that makes them feel alive. Some people find it in work, others in experiences." He gave her a knowing look. "And from the looks of it, I'd say you fall into both categories." Mallory looked at him, something flickering in her gaze. He could see that he'd struck a nerve, a hint of curiosity mingling with her natural skepticism. She was used to deflecting personal questions, he guessed, used to controlling the conversation. But Darren had introduced just enough ambiguity, framing his words as an observation rather than an assumption, leaving her intrigued rather than defensive. "And what about you?" she asked, tilting her head slightly. "What is it that makes you feel alive, Darren?" He considered her question, allowing a thoughtful silence to stretch between them. "Connection," he said finally, his voice soft but steady. "Understanding what drives people, what keeps them up at night, what they're passionate about." He let his words linger, watching as she processed them. Mallory studied him, her expression shifting from curiosity to something softer. "Connection," she repeated, almost to herself. "It's rare to hear someone talk about that without sounding, well, without sounding like a cliché." "Maybe that's because most people don't really mean it," he replied, meeting her gaze directly. "Or maybe they just don't understand it." For a moment, she held his gaze, a silent acknowledgement passing between them. Darren knew he'd chosen the right approach. He'd touched on something personal without forcing her to reveal more than she was comfortable with. With Mallory, it was all about respect, about letting her see him as someone who valued her independence and intellect. They continued talking, their conversation weaving effortlessly between topics: travel, books, philosophy. Darren listened as she shared her thoughts, careful to let her take the lead, occasionally offering his own perspective but never overshadowing hers. With Mallory, he allowed himself to play the part of the listener, creating the illusion that he was there to absorb, to learn. Finally, as the sun dipped lower in the sky, Mallory glanced at her watch, a faint smile playing at her lips.
I should go, she said, though her tone held a hint of reluctance.
Darren nodded, masking his satisfaction with a neutral expression.
It was nice talking to you, Mallory. Maybe I'll see you here again.
Maybe, she replied, her gaze lingering on him for just a moment too long. She turned to leave, but then paused, looking back over her shoulder.
You're an interesting guy, Darren.
He allowed himself a small smile.
I could say the same about you.
She nodded, a hint of amusement in her expression.
Take care, Darren.
As she walked away, Darren watched her go, feeling the thrill of another successful encounter. He knew that Mallory would remember him, would think back on their conversation with a mix of curiosity and intrigue. It wouldn't be long before she found herself wanting to see him again, to continue the connection they'd begun to build. For Darren, it was another step in his pursuit of the perfect balance, finding the right way to connect with each woman, letting them feel seen, understood, valued. With each encounter, his web grew larger, more intricate, weaving together a series of connections that gave him the satisfaction he craved.
Shadows of Desire.
Chapter 4. The Thrill of the Chase.
Darren made his way into a small, tucked-away bookstore he'd recently discovered. It was the kind of place where heavy wooden shelves filled every corner, stacked with titles that spanned generations. There was a calm, almost sacred quiet that hung in the air, punctuated only by the occasional turning of pages. For Darren, it was a change from the places he frequented, a shift he needed to challenge himself. He browsed aimlessly at first, pretending to be engrossed in the titles, but he was alert, waiting. And then, as if drawn by some invisible thread, he saw her, a slender woman in her mid-30s, seated on a small stool in the corner, flipping through a book with a look of intense concentration. She had short, auburn hair that framed her face and wore thick-rimmed glasses that she occasionally pushed up her nose. Her clothes were simple, comfortable, and she seemed utterly absorbed in the world between the pages. This was Riley Tanner. He'd heard about her through mutual acquaintances, an aspiring author who worked part-time at the bookstore. She was shy, introverted, and a bit of a dreamer. Darren sensed that she was the type who'd built walls around herself, not out of pride, like Mallory, but out of a sense of self-protection. He approached her slowly, careful not to startle her. As he neared, he tilted his head, pretending to notice the title in her hands.
Good choice, he said, his voice quiet, almost conspiratorial.
That one's a classic. Riley looked up, a little surprised, her eyes widening as she registered his presence. She gave him a quick, nervous smile, clearly not used to being approached.
Oh, yes, it's one of my favorites.
Darren smiled, his expression warm but unobtrusive. Mind if I ask what you like about it? Riley blinked, clearly caught off guard by his interest. She looked back at the book, then at him, her fingers brushing over the worn cover.
I guess.
I love the way it explores loneliness. The author has this way of making isolation feel beautiful, almost necessary. Darren nodded thoughtfully, allowing her words to sink in. Isolation as a way to understand ourselves better, he mused, meeting her gaze. I think a lot of people can relate to that, especially nowadays. Riley's expression softened, and he saw a spark of recognition in her eyes.
Yes, exactly.
I always felt like he captured that so well. It's like he's speaking to a part of us we don't show to the world. He nodded slowly, sensing her guard lowering, her interest growing.
I get that.
Books like these, they make you feel less alone, don't they? Almost like a friend who understands you in ways people often can't. Riley gave him a shy smile, clearly moved by his understanding. It's rare to meet someone who, well, who thinks that way. Darren let the words hang in the air, choosing not to respond immediately. Instead, he glanced down at his hands, as if lost in thought, before looking back up with a soft smile. Sometimes, I wonder if there are other people out there who feel the same, but who just don't know how to say it. Riley looked at him, her expression softening further. He could tell that she was curious, intrigued by his words. She wasn't like Mallory or Lena, women who had built confidence and boldness into their identities. Riley was more reserved, more vulnerable, but there was a depth to her, a quiet resilience that he found enticing.
What brings you here? She asked, her voice almost a whisper,
as if she was afraid to disturb the fragile moment between them.
"Escaping," he replied simply, giving her a knowing look. "I come here to lose myself in other worlds. Sometimes it's nice to disappear for a while."
Riley nodded, a slight blush coloring her cheeks.
"I know the feeling."
He chuckled softly, leaning in just a bit.
"So, do you work here, or are you just a fellow bookworm like me?"
"Both, actually," she said, smiling shyly. "I work part-time, but I spend more time reading than shelving."
I'm
a writer, or at least, I'm trying to be." Darren's expression shifted, and he allowed a touch of admiration to appear in his eyes.
"A writer? That's incredible. Not many people are brave enough to pursue something so personal. Writing is like putting your soul on display, isn't it?"
Riley's blush deepened, and she glanced away, clearly flattered.
I
never thought of it like that, but yes, it does feel that way sometimes."
"And what do you write about?" he asked gently, letting her feel that he was truly interested, that he valued her words.
Riley hesitated, as if unsure whether to share, but then she glanced at him, a hint of trust in her gaze.
"I write about people, their inner lives, their hidden struggles. I guess I'm drawn to stories where people are trying to find their place in the world."
Darren nodded, allowing a soft, contemplative smile.
"I'd love to read your work sometime," he said, his voice quiet but sincere.
"If you're comfortable sharing, of course."
Riley's eyes widened, clearly taken aback.
You would?"
"Absolutely," he replied, his tone gentle, almost reverent.
"There's something special about seeing the world through someone else's eyes. I think you have a unique perspective, Riley."
She looked down, smiling shyly, and he could see that she was beginning to relax, her confidence growing ever so slightly. Darren knew he had her, that he'd managed to break through her walls without force, just by giving her the validation she so rarely received. They continued talking, their conversation flowing easily. Darren allowed her to guide the discussion, occasionally steering it back to topics that would allow her to open up, to share more of herself. He asked questions that seemed innocent but were designed to probe her thoughts, her dreams, her insecurities. And Riley, feeling safe in his presence, spoke freely, her voice soft and unguarded. As the afternoon faded into evening, Darren glanced at his watch, feigning reluctance.
"I should probably go," he said, sighing slightly. "But I'd love to continue this conversation."
Riley looked up, her expression a mix of surprise and hope.
"I'd like that too."
He reached into his pocket, pulling out a small piece of paper and a pen.
"Here," he said, scribbling down his number.
"Call me sometime, or maybe we can meet here again." Riley took the paper, her fingers brushing against his, and he could feel the slight tremor in her hand.
"Yes, I'd like that."
Darren smiled, letting his gaze linger for a moment before he rose to leave.
"Take care, Riley," he said softly, offering her one last lingering look before he turned and walked out of the store.
As he stepped into the evening air, Darren felt a familiar rush of satisfaction. Riley was different, yes, but that only made the connection more thrilling. She was cautious, introverted, yet he'd managed to find his way into her world, drawing her out in a way that felt effortless. He knew she'd be thinking of him, wondering when she'd see him again, replaying their conversation in her mind. Darren smiled to himself, his mind already turning to the next encounter, the next woman, the next story. Each person was a new puzzle, a unique challenge, and he was more than willing to play the part, to slip into whatever role they needed him to be. With Riley, he presented himself as a kindred spirit, a fellow dreamer who understood her isolation and respected her passion. He knew she'd remember him, that she'd imagine him as someone who saw her for who she was, a rare and precious connection that she wouldn't want to lose. As he walked away from the bookstore, Darren felt the thrill of anticipation, the quiet satisfaction of a well-played move. Each encounter left him wanting more, each connection another layer in the intricate web he was weaving, one he was certain would never be broken.
Shadows of Desire.
Chapter 5. Whispered Promises. Darren had developed a knack for knowing exactly where to find the people he wanted to meet. Sometimes he had to seek them out, other times, fate seemed to lend a hand. And today, fate took the form of a personal development seminar he'd been invited to by a business associate. He hadn't planned to attend, but something about it felt serendipitous, an opportunity waiting to unfold. The room was packed, the attendees shifting in their seats as they listened to the keynote speaker, a well-known life coach who specialized in topics like personal empowerment and overcoming self-doubt. Darren scanned the crowd, noting expressions of earnestness, hope, and skepticism alike. And then, his gaze settled on her. She was seated toward the front, a woman in her early 50s with an aura of elegance and self-assuredness. Her attire was understated yet tasteful, a fitted blazer over a soft blouse, paired with a simple yet striking pendant around her neck. There was a warmth to her, an openness that Darren found appealing. Her name was Evelyn Knight, a life coach herself, known for her infectious optimism and ability to inspire others. He watched her as she nodded along with the speaker, occasionally jotting down notes. She was clearly invested, and something about her presence intrigued him. Evelyn wasn't like the others. She exuded confidence and seemed to know exactly who she was, yet Darren sensed a hint of something else beneath the surface, a vulnerability she kept carefully hidden. It was precisely that vulnerability he wanted to reach. After the seminar ended, he waited for the crowd to thin before making his move. He approached her casually, his expression warm and unassuming. "Evelyn Knight, right?" he asked, offering a friendly smile. She turned to him, surprised but smiling in return. "Yes, that's me."
"And you are?"
"Darren Wolf," he replied, extending his hand. "I hope you don't mind the interruption. I recognized you from a podcast episode you did a while back. Your insights were refreshing." Her face lit up with recognition, and she shook his hand warmly. "Well, thank you, Darren. It's always nice to meet someone who appreciates the work. What did you think of the seminar?" Darren glanced back at the stage, as if contemplating his response. "Inspiring, certainly, but I feel like it only scratched the surface. There's so much more to personal growth than these broad concepts, wouldn't you agree?" Evelyn nodded, clearly impressed.
"Exactly.
It's easy to speak in generalities, but real transformation happens when people start confronting the deeper issues, the things they avoid." "Couldn't agree more," Darren said, letting a hint of admiration show in his gaze.
"That's why your work stood out to me.
You seem to understand that real change requires facing the hard truths. Not many people are willing to do that." Evelyn smiled, clearly pleased.
"Thank you, Darren. That means a lot.
So, are you in the field as well?" He shrugged, his expression modest.
"Not exactly.
I work in consulting, helping people and businesses refine their approach, understand what drives their customers. I guess you could say I have an interest in what makes people tick."
A
kindred spirit," Evelyn replied with a laugh, her eyes twinkling. "It's rare to find someone who values that level of insight. Most people are too focused on quick fixes." Darren nodded, allowing a thoughtful pause. "I think sometimes people are afraid to go deeper because of what they might find. It takes courage to face those parts of ourselves, to bring them into the light." Evelyn looked at him, her expression softening, and Darren could see he was making an impact. She seemed both intrigued and moved by his words, and he knew he'd struck the right chord. With Evelyn, he had to appeal to her sense of wisdom, to show her that he was someone who understood the nuances of self-reflection. "You know," she said thoughtfully, "most people I meet in this line of work are all about the big picture, but you seem different. You seem like someone who actually lives these concepts." Darren smiled, allowing himself to look a bit vulnerable, a practiced expression he'd perfected over time.
"I try," he said softly.
"But honestly, I think it's a lifelong journey. Just when you think you've figured something out, life throws a new challenge your way." Evelyn nodded, her gaze lingering on him, a touch of admiration in her eyes.
"You have a point. Growth isn't a destination, is it? It's an unfolding."
"Exactly," he replied, letting his voice soften. "We're all a work in progress, constantly evolving, peeling back layers. I think that's why I find your approach so inspiring. You seem to encourage people to keep exploring, keep going deeper." She smiled, visibly touched. Darren could tell she was flattered, perhaps even slightly enchanted by his words. Evelyn was used to being the one who guided others, who offered insight and inspiration, but here was someone who valued her for more than her accomplishments, someone who seemed genuinely interested in her perspective, her thoughts. As their conversation continued, Darren allowed himself to open up, sharing stories from his own life, or at least, carefully curated versions of them. He spoke of challenges he'd faced, of moments when he'd questioned his purpose. With Evelyn, he knew he had to appear vulnerable, to let her see him as someone who, like her, was on a journey of self-discovery. They spoke for over an hour, the conversation flowing easily as they moved from topic to topic, delving into philosophy, psychology, and the mysteries of human nature. Darren listened intently as Evelyn shared her experiences, her voice warm and thoughtful, each word laced with the wisdom of years spent guiding others. Finally, as the room began to empty, Evelyn glanced at her watch, a hint of reluctance in her expression. "I should be going," she said, though she didn't seem eager to leave. Darren nodded, smiling warmly. "Of course. I didn't mean to keep you this long." "Oh, don't apologize," she replied, a soft laugh escaping her lips. "It's rare to find someone who can hold such a conversation." "I enjoyed it." "So did I," he said, letting his gaze linger on her, his expression soft and genuine. "Maybe we could do this again sometime. I'd love to hear more of your thoughts on everything." Evelyn hesitated, a slight blush coloring her cheeks, but then she smiled and nodded. "I'd like that, Darren. Here, let me give you my card." She handed him a business card, and he took it, his fingers brushing against hers just briefly. "Thank you, Evelyn. I'll be in touch." As they said their goodbyes and she turned to leave, Darren felt the familiar thrill, a sense of accomplishment settling over him. Evelyn was different from the others, perhaps more challenging, but that only made the connection more rewarding. She was confident, intelligent, and compassionate. Yet he knew that even the most secure people had hidden vulnerabilities, parts of themselves they kept guarded. And Darren had a way of finding those places, of slipping past the walls people thought were impenetrable. As he left the seminar, he glanced at the card she'd given him, noting her contact information with a quiet satisfaction. Evelyn had been charmed, intrigued, and he knew that she'd think of him in the days to come, replaying their conversation, wondering about the man who seemed to understand her so well. With each encounter, each new person drawn into his world, Darren's web grew larger, more intricate. He didn't see his actions as manipulation, not really. In his mind, he was simply making connections, building relationships based on shared understanding. And if he crafted those connections with precision, tailoring his approach to each individual, that only made the experience richer. As he walked through the quiet evening streets, Darren felt a deep, lingering satisfaction. He knew that Evelyn, like the others, would remember him, would find herself drawn to him. And for now, that was all he needed. Shadows of Desire. Chapter 6. Manipulating Dreams. The more Darren connected with each woman, the more intricate his strategies became. Izzy, Lena, Mallory, Riley, and now Evelyn, each woman had opened a different part of him, or at least, the parts he chose to reveal. Darren was now adept at shifting between personas, mirroring their desires and passions back to them with such sincerity that even he sometimes questioned where the real Darren ended and the crafted persona began. Tonight, he sat alone in his apartment, the dim light casting long shadows across the room. He allowed himself a rare moment of reflection, thinking about the tapestry he was weaving. It wasn't just a web of encounters, it was an exploration of people, a collection of stories where he was the common thread, connecting each life, each desire. But lately, a small voice whispered that perhaps he was growing too invested, too involved. He brushed the thought aside. Control was his greatest skill, and he wasn't about to let that slip. He took a deep breath, checking his watch. Tonight, he was meeting Izzy again, this time for a quiet dinner at a small Italian restaurant she'd recommended. As he dressed, he rehearsed the role he would play for her tonight, attentive, thoughtful, and just vulnerable enough to make her feel she was special. It was an art he'd perfected, and he was eager to test its depth. When he arrived, Izzy was already there, waiting at a small table in the back. She looked radiant in a simple, dark green dress, her hair pulled back to reveal her delicate features. Darren felt a surge of satisfaction as she looked up, her eyes lighting up at the sight of him. "Darren," she said, her voice warm. "I'm glad you could make it." "Wouldn't miss it," he replied, smiling as he took a seat across from her. "I've been looking forward to this all week." Their conversation began light, with small talk about work and the latest art exhibit Izzy had curated. But Darren knew that tonight, he needed to go deeper, to reveal something that would make her feel closer to him, to bring her further into his carefully woven narrative. As they shared a bottle of wine, he leaned back, his expression shifting to one of introspective contemplation.
"You know, Izzy," he began, his tone softening, "I don't usually talk about this, but you've made me feel comfortable enough to share."
She looked at him, her eyes widening slightly, clearly intrigued.
"You can tell me anything," she said, her voice gentle.
He let out a small sigh, his gaze lowering as if he were debating whether to continue.
"I guess, sometimes.
I wonder if I'm really connecting with people," he said, his voice barely a whisper. "It's easy to go through life playing the part, fitting into what others expect. But I'm not sure anyone ever really sees the real me."
Izzy's expression softened, her hand reaching across the table to touch his.
"Darren, I think I know exactly what you mean. It's like everyone has these expectations, these masks, and it's hard to know who's being real."
He nodded, holding her gaze, allowing her to feel as though she were seeing a side of him that no one else did.
"It's exhausting sometimes, always wondering if people would even like the real me if they knew who that was."
Izzy squeezed his hand, her eyes filled with empathy.
"You don't have to pretend with me, Darren. I'm here for you, no matter what."
Darren allowed himself a small smile, as if comforted by her words.
"Thank you, Izzy.
That means more than you know." They lingered over dinner, their conversation flowing easily as Izzy shared her own insecurities and dreams. Darren listened, attentive and thoughtful, carefully guiding the conversation to reveal just enough of himself to make her feel special, cherished. By the end of the night, he could see that she was captivated, her eyes shining with a belief that she had found something real, something rare. After dinner, they walked through the quiet streets, the air crisp and cool. As they reached her building, she turned to him, her expression soft and open.
"Darren, I don't think I've ever met anyone like you."
He smiled, his gaze warm as he leaned in, his voice barely a whisper.
"I feel the same way, Izzy."
They shared a lingering kiss, one that he knew would stay with her, a memory she would replay over and over. And as he walked away, he allowed himself a brief moment of satisfaction. Izzy was falling, deeply and irrevocably, and he knew that her heart was now firmly in his hands. The following day, Darren met Lena at a nearby cafe. She was her usual passionate self, launching into a discussion about her latest project to support a local environmental initiative. He listened intently, mirroring her enthusiasm, feeding off her energy. But today, he introduced a subtle shift, a slight vulnerability that he knew would intrigue her.
"Lena, can I be honest with you?" he asked, his voice quiet, almost hesitant.
She looked up, her eyes searching his.
"Of course, Darren. You can tell me anything."
"I've been thinking a lot about purpose lately," he said, sighing.
"You're so passionate about what you do, and it's inspiring. I sometimes wonder if I'll ever find something I care about that deeply."
Lena's face softened, a compassionate look in her eyes.
"Darren, you have so much to offer. Maybe you just haven't found the right cause yet."
"Maybe," he murmured, letting his gaze drift as if lost in thought.
"I envy you, Lena.
You know exactly who you are and what you want.
It's grounding." She reached across the table, touching his hand.
"We're all on a journey, Darren. Sometimes it just takes a little time to find our path."
He gave her a small, grateful smile, allowing her to feel that she was helping him, guiding him.
With Lena, he was the seeker, the one in need of direction, subtly appealing to her nurturing side.
By the end of their conversation, he knew she would see him as someone who valued her insight, her passion, her strength. Over the next few days, Darren continued to weave himself deeper into the lives of each woman. With Mallory, he was strong, decisive, yet unafraid to admit his own uncertainties. With Riley, he remained her kindred spirit, a fellow dreamer who understood her fears and aspirations. And with Evelyn, he was the humble listener, absorbing her wisdom, seeking her guidance, allowing her to feel like a mentor, a confidant. Each woman saw a different Darren, a unique version crafted specifically for her. And each believed that she was seeing a side of him that no one else did, a hidden depth that he revealed only to her. But as the connections deepened, Darren felt the thrill of the chase evolving. It wasn't just about the allure of control anymore, it was about the intricate dance, the way each relationship fed off the other, forming a web of secrets, dreams, and whispered promises. He was playing a game, yes,
but it was a game that brought him closer to something he couldn't quite name, a feeling that lingered in the spaces between each encounter. One evening, as he sat alone in his apartment, he found himself staring out the window, his mind drifting to each woman, to the unique roles he played in their lives. For a fleeting moment, he wondered what it would be like to drop the masks, to let someone truly see him, to risk being known. But he dismissed the thought as quickly as it had come. Vulnerability was his tool, his way of connecting, but it would never be his reality. For now, he was content to play the roles, to keep the web intact, savoring the thrill of each new encounter, each deepening connection. He was in control, and that was all that mattered. And so, he allowed himself to drift back into his crafted world, content with the stories he was weaving, the lives he was touching, the shadows of desire that kept him moving forward. Shadows of Desire. Chapter 7. The Illusion of Vulnerability. Darren stood in front of the mirror, adjusting his tie, his eyes studying his own reflection. Tonight was important, though not in the traditional sense. He was taking a risk, one he'd been careful to avoid until now. With Izzy, Lena, Mallory, Riley, and Evelyn all drawing closer, it was time to add another layer to his carefully crafted persona. Vulnerability. The final, most powerful tool in his arsenal. It was a calculated decision. He knew that each of them needed something from him, something he could only give by lowering his guard just enough to make them feel special, irreplaceable. And so, tonight, he would reveal a part of himself, a part he'd prepared and polished just for them. He met Izzy at a quiet jazz bar she'd recommended, an intimate setting where they could sit close, where the soft hum of music created an almost tangible connection between them. She wore a red dress that caught the low light, her eyes shining as she looked at him, a mixture of excitement and warmth. Darren could sense her anticipation, the way she leaned forward slightly, as if eager to draw closer to him. "Thanks for meeting me," he said, his tone gentle, a hint of hesitation in his voice.
I needed this tonight."
Izzy's brow furrowed slightly, a look of concern crossing her face.
"Darren, are you all right? You seem different."
He let out a soft sigh, looking down for a moment before meeting her gaze.
"It's been a hard week. Work's been overwhelming, and I guess sometimes it just feels like it's all too much. But seeing you, it makes things feel easier."
Izzy's hand found his on the table, her touch warm and reassuring.
"Darren, you don't have to carry it all on your own. I'm here for you, whenever you need."
He smiled, allowing his eyes to soften as he looked at her.
"Thank you, Izzy.
That means more to me than you know."
They spent the evening talking, the conversation flowing easily as he shared pieces of himself. Small, curated fragments that hinted at a hidden depth, a vulnerability he rarely revealed. Izzy listened, her gaze fixed on him, captivated, as if she were discovering a side of him that only she had the privilege to see. As they said goodbye, he held her a little longer than usual, his arms around her, letting her feel his closeness. When they finally parted, her expression was filled with warmth, her eyes shining with the certainty that she had touched something real, something fragile and precious. The next evening, he met Lena at a park near her home, a place where she often went to unwind and reconnect with nature. She looked radiant, her energy vibrant as always, but Darren sensed a hint of anticipation, a readiness to be there for him, to offer support. They walked along a quiet path, the trees casting dappled shadows across their faces, and Darren allowed a faint smile to touch his lips as he looked at her.
"Lena, can I share something with you?
Something I don't usually talk about."
Lena's eyes widened slightly, her expression softening.
"Of course, Darren. You know you can tell me anything."
He took a deep breath, his gaze drifting away for a moment, as if gathering his thoughts.
"Sometimes, I feel like I'm just drifting. Like I'm moving through life without really connecting, without finding something that truly matters."
Lena nodded, her face full of understanding.
"I know that feeling," she said softly. "That's why I do what I do.
It gives me a sense of purpose, something to hold on to."
He looked at her, a small, almost vulnerable smile on his lips.
"You're lucky to have that, Lena.
It's inspiring, seeing someone who knows what they want, who's so grounded."
She reached out, touching his arm gently.
"Darren, you'll find your purpose.
Sometimes, it just takes time."
He allowed her to comfort him, to offer the reassurance he knew she needed to give.
By the time they parted, he could see the way she looked at him had changed. She saw him as someone who was searching, someone who needed her guidance, her strength. It was exactly what he wanted. Over the next few days, he repeated this delicate dance with each of them. With Mallory, he shared a story about a difficult client who had left him questioning his career choices. She listened, her expression thoughtful, and for the first time, she let her own walls down, revealing her own insecurities about the pressures of her career. "Sometimes, I wonder if I made the right choice," she admitted, her voice soft. "If I'd be happier doing something else." Darren reached for her hand, squeezing it gently. "I think you're incredible, Mallory. But I get it. We all have moments when we question ourselves." She looked at him, a spark of understanding passing between them. For Mallory, he was the equal, the one person who understood her struggles, who saw past her confidence to the uncertainty beneath. She held his gaze for a long moment, and he could tell she was drawn to him more than ever. With Riley, he allowed himself to be the dreamer, the one who questioned his place in the world, who shared her longing for something more meaningful. He listened as she spoke about her writing, her fears, her hopes, offering quiet words of encouragement, letting her see him as a kindred spirit, someone who understood her dreams. And with Evelyn, he shared a story from his past, carefully tailored, yet deeply personal. He spoke of a moment when he'd felt lost, when he'd questioned his purpose, and Evelyn listened, her eyes filled with empathy, her hand resting on his as she offered words of wisdom and comfort. As the days passed, each woman began to see him as someone who needed them, who valued their support, their insight. He'd woven himself into their lives in a way that felt intimate, genuine, as if he were bearing his soul just for them. But beneath the surface, Darren remained in control. He knew that each revelation, each moment of vulnerability, was calculated, designed to deepen their connection, to make them feel that they were the only ones who truly understood him. It was an illusion, a carefully constructed facade, but one that brought him closer to each of them, allowing him to navigate their worlds with ease. As he sat alone in his apartment one night, he allowed himself a moment of satisfaction. His web was growing, each connection strengthening with every carefully placed word, every shared secret. He knew that he was playing a dangerous game, but the thrill of control, the sense of power that came from weaving these connections, was intoxicating. And so, he continued, each encounter deepening the illusion, each whispered promise drawing them closer, binding them to him in ways they couldn't see. For Darren, it was a dance, a delicate interplay of emotions, vulnerability, and desire. And he was a master of the dance, the conductor of a symphony that only he could hear, a melody woven from the whispered promises and hidden dreams of those who thought they knew him. But as he lay in the darkness, a faint, unsettling thought crept into his mind, a quiet reminder that perhaps one day he might lose control of the web he had so carefully crafted. The thought lingered, casting a shadow over his satisfaction, but he pushed it aside, confident in his ability to keep the illusion alive. For now, he was content to play the roles, to dance through each connection, each whispered promise, knowing that he was in control, that he held the strings to every heart, every desire. And as he drifted into sleep, he felt the quiet thrill of anticipation, knowing that tomorrow would bring new moments, new opportunities to deepen the web, to strengthen the connections that fueled his world. Shadows of Desire. Chapter 8. A Web of Desires. Darren had woven a tapestry of relationships, each thread carefully placed, each bond crafted with precision. With each woman, he had created a unique dynamic, a connection built on trust, intimacy, and the subtle illusion of exclusivity. Izzy, Lena, Mallory, Riley, and Evelyn, each one saw a different side of him, each felt she had unlocked a part of him that no one else could. And for weeks, Darren enjoyed the thrill of maintaining this delicate balance, moving seamlessly between lives, inhabiting the roles he designed for each encounter. But as his web grew more complex, so did the demands placed upon him. Each woman wanted more of his time, his attention, his affection. They reached out with messages, asked him to join them for dinners, for weekends away. He felt the threads tightening, pulling him in different directions, yet he was determined to keep everything under control, to keep each relationship alive without letting them intersect. One evening, he met Mallory for a late-night dinner at an upscale restaurant she frequented. She looked radiant, her confidence exuding from every gesture as she ordered their drinks, her gaze fixed on him with an intensity that told him she was drawn in deeper than ever. "You know," she said, her voice soft but firm, "I don't usually let people in this close. My work,
It's demanding, and I don't have time for distractions.
Darren tilted his head, his expression sincere.
I wouldn't want to be a distraction, he said, a small smile touching his lips. But I'd like to think that maybe I bring something meaningful to your life, Mallory.
She smiled, reaching across the table to take his hand.
You do, Darren. It's strange, but with you, I feel understood. Like I can be myself, without any expectations.
He held her gaze, allowing the silence to linger, to deepen the sense of intimacy between them.
That's how I feel with you too, Mallory, he murmured. You're one of the few people who see me for who I am.
They continued talking, the conversation flowing effortlessly, filled with shared dreams and whispered confessions. Darren felt the satisfaction of another successful encounter, another thread woven seamlessly into his web. But as they parted, he sensed the weight of her attachment, the subtle expectation that he would be there whenever she needed him. Mallory was a strong, independent woman, yet she was beginning to crave his presence in a way that was growing harder to manage. The next day, he met Riley for a quiet afternoon at the bookstore, the place where they'd first connected. She was different from Mallory, softer, more reserved, but her feelings were no less intense. She looked at him with a mixture of admiration and adoration, as if he were a character from one of her favorite novels, someone she'd dreamed about but never thought she'd meet in real life. As they browsed through the shelves, she turned to him, her eyes bright.
Darren, have you ever thought about writing? You have such a way with words. I think you'd be brilliant.
He chuckled softly, feigning a modest smile.
I've thought about it, he said, glancing at her. But I don't think I have the courage you do.
Writing requires honesty, a willingness to expose yourself.
Riley blushed, looking down shyly.
But that's what makes it beautiful.
You'd have a lot to say, Darren.
I know you would. He reached out, brushing a strand of hair from her face, his touch lingering just a moment too long.
Maybe one day, he said, his voice soft. Maybe you'll be the one to inspire me.
Riley's face lit up, a mixture of excitement and vulnerability in her eyes. Darren knew that she was falling, that she saw him as more than just a friend, more than a passing connection. She wanted him in her life, wanted to share her dreams with him, and he could feel the weight of her hopes pressing down on him. As the days passed, Darren found himself navigating each relationship with increasing care, juggling their desires, their needs, ensuring that none of them felt neglected. Izzy wanted more time together, to share her world with him, to introduce him to her friends. Lena invited him to a protest she was organizing, wanting him to be part of something meaningful to her. Evelyn began to rely on his presence, her messages coming more frequently, each one filled with warmth and affection. Darren felt the thrill of control, of holding the strings to so many hearts, but there was a tension building beneath the surface, a quiet urgency that reminded him of the fragility of his web. He knew that any misstep, any miscalculation, could bring everything crashing down, that each encounter had to be perfectly timed, each response carefully measured. One evening, as he sat alone in his apartment, his phone buzzing with messages from Izzy, Lena, and Mallory, he felt a momentary pang of exhaustion. The thrill was still there, the satisfaction of his carefully crafted connections, but he was beginning to feel the strain, the weight of the expectations he had created. He glanced at each message, taking a deep breath before crafting his replies, ensuring that each one felt personal, unique, a continuation of the illusion he had so carefully maintained. As he set his phone aside, he allowed himself a rare moment of introspection. He wondered briefly if he was losing control, if the web he had woven was beginning to take on a life of its own, pulling him into a world he couldn't escape. But he dismissed the thought, reminding himself that he was the master of this game, that he held the power to shape each connection, to guide each heart. The next day, he met Evelyn for lunch at a quiet cafe, her face lighting up as she saw him. She looked at him with such warmth, such genuine affection, that for a fleeting moment, Darren felt a twinge of guilt, a sense of unease that he quickly pushed aside.
"You look tired," Evelyn said gently, her hand resting on his.
"Is everything all right, Darren?" He forced a smile, nodding.
"Just a busy week," he replied, his tone soft.
"Sometimes I feel like I'm spread a little thin, like there's so much I want to give, but not enough time to give it."
Evelyn's face softened, and she squeezed his hand, her gaze filled with understanding.
"You don't have to give everything, Darren.
Sometimes, just being there, just being yourself, is enough."
He nodded,
allowing her words to settle over him, letting her feel that she had touched something real, something fragile. For Evelyn, he was the seeker, the one who needed her guidance, her wisdom, and he could see that she was drawn to him more deeply than ever, her heart opening to him in a way that left him with both satisfaction and a quiet sense of dread. As they said goodbye, Darren felt the weight of each connection pressing down on him, the silent pull of their desires, their hopes, their dreams. He knew that he was walking a fine line, that his web was growing more intricate, more fragile with each passing day. And yet, he couldn't bring himself to let go, to step back. The thrill, the power, the sense of control, it was intoxicating, a force he couldn't resist. As he walked away from Evelyn, his phone buzzed with a message from Lena, inviting him to a gathering that evening. He replied, his response carefully crafted, ensuring that she felt his presence, his interest, his commitment. And as he made his way through the city, the lights casting long shadows across the pavement, Darren felt the quiet thrill of his web growing, expanding, each thread pulling him further into the world he had created. But as the night stretched on, he felt a faint, unsettling thought creeping into his mind, a whisper that reminded him of the fragility of his game, of the delicate balance he was maintaining. He pushed it aside, confident in his ability to keep each connection alive, to navigate the web he had woven. For now, he was in control, and that was all that mattered. He was the master of this world, the conductor of each heart, each desire, and he knew that he would continue, that he would dance through each connection, each whispered promise, holding the strings to every heart, every dream. And as he disappeared into the night, the city lights reflecting in his eyes, Darren felt the thrill of the chase, the quiet satisfaction of a web woven with care, with precision, a world he controlled with every word, every touch, every whispered promise. Shadows of Desire. Chapter 9. The Breaking Point. Darren had always prided himself on his control, his ability to manage each relationship with precision. But over the past few weeks, he'd felt the threads of his web tightening, his carefully crafted connections beginning to pull at him in ways he hadn't anticipated. The demands of each woman had grown, their messages becoming more frequent, their requests for time and attention more pressing. And as he juggled each encounter, he felt a faint but growing sense of unease, a warning that whispered to him that he was approaching the edge of something he couldn't contain. He sat alone in his apartment, his phone buzzing incessantly with messages from Izzy, Lena, and Mallory. Each woman wanted to see him, to share her world with him, to deepen the bond they believed was unique to her. Darren replied to each message, his responses crafted with care, but as he looked at the string of conversations, he felt a tension building within him, a quiet but persistent pressure that he couldn't ignore. Izzy had invited him to an art exhibition that evening, one she'd curated herself and had poured months of effort into. He'd agreed to attend, sensing how important it was to her, but just before he left, a message from Lena came through, asking him to join her at a fundraiser she'd organized for her latest environmental cause. She'd spoken passionately about the event, and he knew she was hoping he'd be there to support her. Darren took a deep breath, considering his options. He knew he couldn't be in two places at once, and the thought of disappointing either Izzy or Lena unsettled him. He crafted a quick response to Lena, explaining that he had a prior commitment but promising to meet her afterward. Her reply was brief, a hint of disappointment in her words, and he felt a pang of guilt that he quickly brushed aside. As he made his way to the art exhibition, he steeled himself, reminding himself of the role he was playing, the control he held. He could manage this, he told himself. He'd navigated far more complex situations before, and this was no different. But as he entered the gallery and saw Izzy waiting for him, her eyes lighting up at the sight of him, he felt a faint flicker of doubt. Izzy took his hand, leading him through the exhibition, her voice animated as she explained each piece, her passion evident in every word. Darren listened attentively, nodding and offering his admiration, but he sensed a subtle shift in her demeanor. She was watching him closely, her gaze searching, as if she were trying to read something in his expression. "Darren," she said softly, pausing in front of a painting that depicted two figures standing in shadow, their faces turned away from each other. "Sometimes, I feel like there's a part of you that you're not sharing with me. Like you're holding something back." He met her gaze, his expression carefully composed. "Izzy, I'm here with you now. Isn't that what matters?" She smiled, but there was a hint of sadness in her eyes. "Yes, but I guess I just want to know that you're here with me, fully. I don't want to feel like I'm only seeing part of you."
Darren felt a pang of irritation mixed with a strange sense of vulnerability. Izzy was getting too close, seeing through the cracks in the persona he'd crafted. He forced a reassuring smile, squeezing her hand.
"You mean a lot to me, Izzy. I wouldn't be here if that weren't true."
She nodded, her expression softening, but Darren could tell that she wasn't entirely convinced. As they moved through the exhibition, he felt her watching him, her gaze searching for a part of him that she would never find. Afterward, he excused himself, claiming he had an early meeting the next day, and left the gallery. As he stepped into the night, he checked his phone, finding several missed calls from Lena. He hesitated, feeling the weight of her disappointment, and quickly sent her a message, apologizing and asking to meet the next day. Her reply was brief, almost curt, and he sensed that he'd crossed a line with her, that his absence had left a mark. Over the next few days, the demands of each relationship continued to intensify. Mallory invited him to a weekend retreat, eager to share a rare break from her busy schedule. Riley asked him to read a manuscript she'd been working on, her excitement evident in every message she sent. And Evelyn reached out, asking if he'd join her at a speaking event she was attending, wanting him by her side for support. Darren felt the pressure building, each connection pulling him in a different direction, each woman wanting more of him, expecting him to be there, to fulfill the promises he'd woven into their lives. He crafted his replies carefully, managing their expectations, but he could sense that his control was slipping, that the threads of his web were beginning to fray. One evening, as he sat alone, his phone buzzing with messages, he felt a strange sense of emptiness. The thrill he'd once felt, the satisfaction of each carefully crafted connection, had begun to fade, replaced by a quiet sense of dread. He was no longer in control. He was being controlled, pulled along by the very relationships he had created, each one demanding more than he could give. That night, as he lay in bed, his mind racing, he found himself questioning the choices he'd made, the web he'd woven. He had always believed that he could maintain control, that he could navigate each relationship without consequence. But now, he felt the weight of his actions pressing down on him, a growing sense of guilt that gnawed at him, whispering that he was playing a game that he could no longer win. The following day, he met Evelyn for coffee. She greeted him warmly, but he sensed a hint of concern in her gaze. As they sat down, she reached across the table, her hand resting on his.
"Darren, is everything all right? You seem distant."
He forced a smile, shaking his head. "Just a lot on my mind. Work's been demanding lately." Evelyn nodded, her expression sympathetic.
"I understand.
But remember, you don't have to carry everything alone.
I'm here for you, Darren. I want to be there for you, in every way."
He looked at her, the sincerity in her eyes, the warmth of her touch, and for a moment, he felt an overwhelming urge to let his guard down, to confess the truth, to tell her that he was not the man she believed him to be. But he pushed the thought aside, reminding himself of the role he was playing, the control he held.
"Thank you, Evelyn," he said softly, his voice carefully measured. "That means a lot to me."
But as he looked at her, he felt a pang of guilt, a sense of shame that he couldn't ignore. Evelyn was kind, genuine, and he knew that she cared for him in a way that went beyond the surface. And yet, he was using her, manipulating her feelings to serve his own desires, to fuel the web he had created. As they parted, he felt the weight of his actions pressing down on him, the realization that he was no longer the master of his game, but a prisoner of his own creation. Each woman, each connection, had become a thread that bound him, a silent reminder of the lies he'd told, the promises he'd made. And as he walked through the city, the lights casting long shadows across the pavement, he felt a growing sense of dread, a quiet fear that whispered that his web was beginning to unravel, that the game he'd played so carefully was slipping beyond his control. He took a deep breath, steeling himself, reminding himself that he was still in control, that he could manage this. But as he looked out over the city, he felt the shadows closing in, a quiet reminder that his web, his carefully woven tapestry of desires and connections, was beginning to fray. And for the first time, Darren felt the weight of his actions, the consequences of his choices, pressing down on him, whispering that perhaps he was not as in control as he had once believed.
Shadows of Desire.
Chapter 10. The Unraveling.
Darren had always believed he could keep each relationship perfectly balanced, each connection separate and pristine, like individual chapters in a book he alone could read. But now, as he navigated the growing demands of Izzy, Lena,
Mallory, Riley, and Evelyn, he felt the weight of their expectations bearing down on him, his carefully crafted web tightening, threatening to snap. The first crack appeared with Izzy. It was a quiet afternoon, and Darren was meeting her for lunch at a cozy bistro near her gallery. She greeted him with a warm smile, her eyes sparkling as they sat down. But as the conversation began, he sensed a tension in her gaze, a look that lingered on him, as if she were seeing something different, something she hadn't noticed before. "Darren," she said slowly, her voice soft but steady, "there's something I need to ask you." He raised an eyebrow, keeping his expression calm. "Of course, Izzy. What's on your mind?" She hesitated, glancing down at her hands before looking back at him. "It's just, I ran into Lena the other day, at the fundraiser. She mentioned that she'd been seeing you." Darren felt his heart skip a beat, but he kept his expression neutral, his voice calm. "Oh, did she? We've met a few times, yes. She's involved in some interesting causes." Izzy's expression softened, but her gaze remained fixed on him. "I know, Darren. I guess I was surprised. You never mentioned her." He forced a chuckle, shaking his head. "There's nothing to mention, Izzy. She's just a friend." Izzy's eyes narrowed slightly, her face a mixture of disappointment and hurt. "Is that all?" Because she seemed to think that there was more. Darren felt a knot form in his stomach, but he pushed the feeling aside, his voice steady. "Izzy, you mean a lot to me. You know that. I wouldn't be here with you if you didn't." She looked at him, her expression unreadable, and he felt the weight of her silence pressing down on him. For the first time, he sensed that she was beginning to see through him, that the cracks in his carefully crafted facade were becoming visible. The next day, he received a message from Mallory, asking him to meet her at a cafe downtown. When he arrived, she was already there, her face set in a serious expression, her gaze intense. She didn't greet him with her usual warmth. Instead, she looked at him, her eyes sharp, as if searching for something hidden. "Darren," she said, her voice low, "I need to ask you something, and I want the truth." He swallowed, feeling a pang of unease. "Of course, Mallory. You can ask me anything." She took a deep breath, her gaze never leaving his. "I ran into Evelyn the other day. She mentioned you. She said you were important to her, that you were someone she trusted." Darren felt a cold sweat break out on his forehead, but he kept his expression calm.
Evelyn and I have been close, yes.
But you know you're special to me, Mallory." Mallory's face softened, but there was a look of hurt in her eyes, a look that made his heart race. "Darren, I thought I was the only one." He reached for her hand, his voice soft, reassuring. "You are, Mallory. You mean so much to me. I wouldn't be here if you didn't." She pulled her hand away, her expression shifting, a look of betrayal crossing her face. "Darren, I don't want to be just one of many.
I thought I meant more to you than that."
He felt the weight of her words pressing down on him, the realization that his control was slipping, that his web was beginning to unravel. But he forced a smile, his voice calm, steady. "Mallory, you are important to me.
I
don't know what else to say." She looked at him, her gaze hardening, and he sensed that something had changed, that the connection they'd shared was beginning to fray. Over the next few days, the cracks in his web widened. Riley called him late one night, her voice filled with concern, asking if everything was all right, if he was being honest with her. He reassured her, his voice calm, but he sensed the doubt in her words, the quiet suspicion that lingered in her tone. And then came Evelyn. She invited him to her home, a quiet evening spent by the fire, her face soft, thoughtful, as she looked at him. But as the night wore on, she began to ask questions, subtle but pointed, questions that hinted at a deeper understanding, a suspicion that she hadn't voiced before. "Darren," she said quietly, her voice barely a whisper, "I've heard things from others. People who've met you, who know you." He felt his heart race, a sense of dread settling over him.
"Evelyn, you know me. You know I wouldn't."
She shook her head, her expression pained.
"Do I, Darren? Or do I just know the version of you that you show me?"
He looked at her,
his mind racing, searching for a response, a way to regain control. But as he looked into her eyes, he realized that his carefully crafted web was slipping beyond his grasp, that each woman he'd connected with had begun to see through the facade he'd so carefully built. Over the next week, the messages from each woman grew less frequent, their responses shorter, colder. He sensed the shift, the distance growing, and for the first time, he felt a pang of emptiness, a realization that his web, his world, was crumbling. One night, he sat alone in his apartment, the silence pressing down on him, the weight of his actions bearing down like a dark cloud. He reached for his phone, scrolling through the messages, the photos, the memories he'd crafted with each woman, a reminder of the connections he'd forged, the lives he'd touched. But now, as he looked back, he felt only emptiness, a hollow ache that reminded him of the cost of his choices, the price of his control. He had built his world on a foundation of illusions, on whispered promises and hidden desires, and now, as the web unraveled, he was left alone, a man lost in the shadows he had created. As he sat in the darkness, the silence pressing down on him, he felt a quiet sense of regret, a longing for something real, something genuine, something that couldn't be crafted or controlled. But it was too late. The web had unraveled, the connections he'd built had faded, and he was left with only the memories of what could have been, the ghost of a world he had woven and lost. And as he closed his eyes, the darkness enveloping him, he felt the weight of his choices, the quiet realization that he had been the architect of his own isolation, a man trapped in the shadows of his own desires. For the first time, Darren was truly alone. End of Shadows of Desire.